This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not clap. I'm telling you why.
It's exactly the hour. Undone Stephens, good day. Doesn't it seem like this song, well, I do like it, especially the rendition with the boss. I'm Jay Kirshner, she's Jen Horn, Doug is out. The threat of, like, you better watch out, you better not cry, like, hold in your emotions, child, suck it up, buttercup, otherwise Santa's not bringing you presents. That's like, come on.
Okay, but you know
That's
what?
We're all raised
appreciated
too.
By many parents out there who go, oh, this kid won't do anything but fear Santa.
Well,
you know,
then,
we all survived childhood because our parents made us afraid of everything. So, come on.
That's very true.
All you new crazy hippie parents, fear, fear. So where it's at.
Well, this is a little bit of good news. That's also wrapped in sadness. This is kind of, I don't know. I'm torn because it's a heartwarming story, but it's also a difficult story.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little girl in Wisconsin who was diagnosed with terminal brain cancer at the end of October, and she was only given weeks to live.
Wow.
So it's not like she was diagnosed with a cancer that they were like, well, there's nothing we can do, and then you just kind of have to, like, write it out. Like, she was pretty much diagnosed at the very end. And given weeks to live on Halloween, her birthday was December 16th. Well, her parents had been sharing her story. Her name is Delaney, and her parents had been sharing her story pretty much within the community. Well, the community got together and decided to do something very special to celebrate her birthday. They had a parade.
Aww.
Yeah. Like, there was Mickey Mouse. There was Olaf. There was Elsa. There were all these neighbors and friendly faces and people that they knew, people that they had no idea, just strangers who caught wind of this and showed up because they wanted to be a part of it to make her smile. And while the family couldn't go outside, they watched the parade from inside their house, and it was just this long parade of all these well-wishers and just going past her house to bring the smile and help her celebrate what is going to be her final birthday.
Wow. Wow. That makes me so sad, but happy at
right?
the same
it's,
time.
It's one of those, like, it's a sweet story. It's heartwarming in the sense of how, of community and how people come together and people who don't even know each other sometimes want to step up. And at the same time, and I know I've said this before, but just no parent should ever have to bury their child.
Yeah.
Oh, it's heartbreaking. But Delaney Krings, happy
so
birthday.
Sweet.
And
you know, I don't know if you saw the story. It went viral, I think, from Southwest Airlines. Did you happen to see it where the pilot found out that someone who was in late-stage cancer and beat it was on the flight? This woman, she looked like she was just getting her hair back after going through chemo, and she was going to Hawaii. That was like her present to herself for surviving. And the pilot somehow found out about it, and the entire plane erupted in cheers. He pointed her out, and he said, you know, we're all family on this flight, and we're all going to the same place, and we wanted to give a special shout-out to this woman who battled back and survived. And those are the kind of things, you know, we need to be celebrating this more and more. And the mm-hmm. only way that we can do that is by looking around. Like, we were talking about connecting with people, right? Earlier in the week, we were saying how everybody's so in their phone or with their friends or with people who think the way they do. It's you really, I mean, gosh. And it's not just for other people. It makes you feel good when you can connect with people and celebrate people's victories, especially over something like that. I mean, huge. It's huge.
Oh, absolutely. And just sharing stories, because as we've seen with a lot, there's been a lot of celebrity news of deaths by suicide recently, and it brings up the point of mental health. And there's so many deaths that we don't discuss because they weren't notable or public figures in some way, shape, or form, but it happens. And there's the suicide survivors who either survived an attempt or people who lost a loved one. That's the same terminology that they use. And it's one of those things of you never know what somebody is battling. You never know that there are people, everybody else that passes you by that you don't even know. They have a life as vivid and complicated and beautiful and dramatizing, just as we do. And sometimes just taking the simple act of, whether it's somebody in your life or somebody who you happen to not pass by, but maybe you're sitting next to on a plane or on a bus, and if it seems like some people don't want to be bothered, and I get that, but if it seems like somebody open to a conversation, just ask what their story is, ask about their life. And it's not like now anybody's going to treat it as a therapy session and get into the nitty gritty,
no.
But just that connection of conversation and knowing that somebody cares who they are as a person, it's valuable. And, okay, since we're talking about this, we do need to say if you are struggling or know anybody, Suicide Crisis Lifeline, call 988. You can text 988. You can also go online to CDC has different help options. You have the official website for the Suicide and Crisis Line. It's 988lifeline.org. You're not alone. It sucks right now if you are going through this. Absolutely nobody is going to take that away. But you are worth it, and it will get better. You just have to stay around, and it will.
Yeah. The Andrew, you give yourself no chance, right? If you take away your playbook, there's no chance for recovery.
Yes, and I think a lot of times people think it's a selfish act, and that's not the case. Most times people genuinely believe that their family would be better off, their loved ones, people they care about would be better off without them. And that could not be farther from the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. How did we get here? Oof.
I know. I'm like, how do we get
so
on to
Merry
the next?
Merry Christmas and jingle bells, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. What is more Christmas than the Rockettes?
Have you ever seen the show?
Not in person, only the little, like, different performances they'll do on various things on TV.
It is so
have
much fun.
Have you seen
so,
the whole show?
Okay, so I am, as you may have heard or known, I'm a Christmas junkie. Like, I love everything Christmas. And my dad and I, much like you, Jay works with her dad and in the same business and industry. And a lot of times when you're with your family, when you're in the same business, it's always that's what we talk about, right? We talk about radio. We talk about all, you know, the business, how everything's running. And so one year I told my dad, I've been to New York a million times, but never at Christmas. And I said, I want to do that. I want to do it with you. No business. Like we go for 2 days or 3 days and just do dad and Jen stuff. And so we did that years ago, and it was the most wonderful trip, like one of my favorite trips I've ever done. Rockefeller Center, we did all the storefronts. We had such a great time, and we went to the Rockettes. And it was it's so cheesy, but so awesome to just sit there and watch. I mean, it's just, they're great. And it snows at the end, and they've got, like, the nativity scene at the end. It's a lot of fun.
Well,
it's really
the choreography
cool.
is amazing. And, again, yeah. I've never seen a full show. I've only seen different things they do. But when they get in the line and they all do the kicks in unison, with how many people there are, it is amazing. And I always love the Toy Soldier Fall.
Oh, yeah, where they do a tutu.
Yes, where they're all, like, in a line facing one direction, and they just kind of fall backwards on each other. There was recently this mom who was on a Girl Scout trip with her daughter's Girl Scout group, and there were other Girl Scout moms and the kids and all of that, and they went to New York, and they were going to, like, they were visiting New York. They were not there normally, and they were going to go to the Rockettes. Well, they did go, and apparently as soon as this woman, her name is Kelly Conlon, she's a lawyer, as soon as she went through the metal detectors at security, all of a sudden she hears over the intercom that there's a woman with long dark hair and gray scarf. And she's like, what? And then security guards all of a sudden approach her, and they ask her to confirm her name and identification. Well, here they said that the facial recognition picked her up and she was banned from being there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's because of the law firm for which she works that apparently she is not practicing at the moment, and she's not doing any litigation with anything with MSG, who operates Radio City Hall and produces the holiday musical MSG Entertainment. And apparently she's in New Jersey, anybody from this law firm, because there's an ongoing litigation happening, they are banned from going to anywhere associated with MSG Entertainment.
No way. Oh,
yeah.
No.
So, yeah, and she's like, she was mortified, absolutely mortified. And so she's like, okay, well, I'll just go wait outside. Like, she wasn't even allowed to be in the building. She wasn't allowed to see the show or anything. So she sends her daughter along with the rest of the group. and she just waits outside for the through the entire performance until they're done, when she can reunite with the rest of the group.
Wow. And the facial recognition, see, that to me is so creepy. The facial recognition stuff that can catch you, oh my gosh.
It makes sense in the sense of, like, harsh criminals on the run.
I know, but just
something.
Average people? Come
but
on.
Yes. Somebody who just happened to work for a law firm that is doing something else with something else kind of not related, but happens to be with the same ownership of this group. It's a lot. And I guess, apparently, when you go into Radio City Music Hall, there are signs posted saying that they use...
Wow,
they use facial recognition, and they use the variety of security measures that will help identify if there is a threat of some sort. But it's one of those things of, like, she wasn't a threat to anybody.
Do people like this? I don't know. I just feel like we've lost so much privacy, and we're willing to do it. Like, we do it in the name of security. We did that after 9/11. That was a huge political debate. How many of our freedoms did we give away with things like the Patriot Act? Like, I don't know. You've got people going through your social media. You got people scanning retinas. You got people looking at your face when you're out and about. It's just, it's bizarre.
I'm
glad when it's, like you mentioned, when it's the bad guys, but there's so many of us that get caught up in that.
Exactly. And it's one of those things that's an invasion of privacy, only if it's your privacy, it seems.
Exactly.
But it's like, it's so hypocritical, because if it's for somebody else, or it's for a good cause in the sense of it stops something truly bad from happening, yes. And I think all of us can remember back in the day when, before 9/11, we used to be able to walk our loved ones all the way up to the gate at the terminal.
Oh, yeah, forget that. Or
like,
pick somebody
up. Yes, you didn't need a ticket to get through security. You could just line up and go through security. If somebody had a layover, and it was like a lengthy layover, but not enough to really leave the airport, and they were stopping in your town or nearby, and you could go and see them and go through security and go to the terminal and meet up, grab something to eat, and then leave.
How am I supposed to have my romantic movie when you can't get off a plane and be greeted by someone with roses and, you know, snow falling softly outside? It's,
right.
Or loses this romance when you have to go outside at LAX and try to...
Or the next love, like,
cab drivers.
Somebody already left for the airport and you have to chase after them and rush through security and all of this stuff. And you miss all of that.
Killing all my dreams.
I know. It's 19 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Lanes, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Wow, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Good day. I cannot hear this song in any rendition without thinking of Mean Girls when they're doing the talent competition.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And then,
yeah, and Lacey Chabert accidentally kicks the boom box and
that's
it goes
right.
Flying into the one dude's face, and then Lindsay Lohan has to save the day and start singing it.
Do you, so Mean Girls is actually, it was on Broadway and it just toured. I think it's coming through Los Angeles in January. I think it'd be really fun to see.
It seems that's definitely one that I would love to see. I have watched clips of different performances on YouTube. One of the songs I actually put on my play, like one of my playlists on my phone, because it was just what was it, Apex Predator or something. It just has a fun beat to it. Other movies that have gone to Broadway, Legally Blonde. I did see that one.
It was cute.
It was. It does not compare to the movie. Seldom do
no,
they. But it's still just
that.
Fun to watch.
Yep.
And speaking of movies, Tom Cruise, who clearly does his own stunts, and I swear, every time there's a stunt coming up, he's like, okay, how can I outdo the last one?
He's tough. And what is he now? Is he 60?
Oh, that's a good question. We are going to have to ask
he's
Google
gotta
exactly
be.
How old
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, he's got to be close to 60 if he's not
yeah.
already. I mean, he's another one of those guys who are just in incredibly good shape. Say what you will about him and the Scientology thing. He's, he's 60 years old. Yep.
Wow, 60 years old. He's 60. My goodness. So, and he looks great. But he, what was it? It was a Mission Impossible one where he was holding onto a plane while it was taking off, and he had no safety nets or anything. And it's like he's so, these can all be removed in post-production. Like, you can still have all the safety stuff. It can be removed. But he is so about getting this shot and being organic with everything that he will actually do it. And did you see the latest one? It's like it's a Mission Impossible promo, but it's not necessarily a clip from the film.
Mm-hmm. I haven't
seen him. He's talking. He's sitting on what looks kind of like the edge of a chopper, and he's talking with Christopher McQuarrie, and they're talking about how like he. It's kind of teasing the upcoming film, and he's saying how he's so happy about it, and he's loved doing all these films, and he can't wait to do all the other ones, and he hopes it's going to be a blockbuster smash, just like Top Gun Maverick, and all of these, and then the next two movies, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1 and 2, And then suddenly McQuarrie's like, hey, we're running short on time. We have to get this shot. And, of course, Tom gives that little look and just free falls backwards. Just like bids farewell, falls backwards, doesn't flinch or anything. And then all of a sudden there's that close-up shot of Tom Cruise just casually falling. And he remains calm. And it looks like he's legitimately falling. And I'm sure he is. I'm sure this is not CGI or in one of those like tunnels where the air is just blowing you and you're floating
right
there.
With blowing your
no,
face
he's probably
back.
Actually, yeah, he's probably actually falling. And he's just like, this is an honor of a lifetime to continue to entertain audiences on the big screen. And then the camera breaks and like from the close up and like shows him falling more. And then it's just like all of a sudden it's astounding. Tom Cruise is like one of the only people who not only could do this, but get away with doing this because yeah. So many production companies have to have insurance. The actors have their own insurance and then the production companies do. But he's Tom Cruise. If something bad happens, like this is big. That's why so many people have stunt doubles or people who want to do their own stunts are told they're not allowed to.
Right. And how many of the stars lose their ability to be insured? He still has his. So he's amazing. The stunts are amazing. I am happy for him that Top Gun actually got a Golden Globe nomination. I still haven't seen it, but everybody that I know says the Top Gun Maverick, they mm-hmm. like cry through it. So I've got it ready to go. I'm going to watch it next week, I think, when I've got some time and see how it all plays out.
Yes. Oh, I need to check it out, too. Yeah, and it's one of those movies that sometimes people are like, well, it wasn't my cup of tea, blah, 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 blah. That's one I have not heard a single person say anything other than you need to see it. It will bring out so many emotions. It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
Membership has its privileges. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Are you a AAA member? Nice to have, just in case, but think beyond breakdowns and dead batteries. At AAA.com, you can peruse discounts on tickets to concerts, games, and movies and amusement parks, including Disney World and Universal. When you book a hotel room, look for a special rate. And keep scrolling for Office Max and Office Depot and Omaha Steaks, and lots of restaurants have member discounts too. Ditto AARP, whose members also find air travel and cruise deals and tour packages. It won't take long to recoup your $16 annual dues. And while the American Association of Retired Persons is dedicated to people over 50, there is no minimum age to join. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
From the United States to China. From Europe to Latin America, and from Africa to Australia, the world is too interconnected and interdependent to allow someone to stay aside and at the same time to feel safe when such a battle continues. And your support is crucial.
Ukraine's President Zelensky in front of Congress Wednesday night, despite our own borders being threatened, former Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North on Fox News says this investment to Ukraine is an investment in American workers.
Most of that money is spent here in America. Good, hardworking Americans have the jobs.
They're calling it a bomb cyclone. Heavy snow is coming down across the Midwest to the East Coast and disrupting one of the busiest travel weeks of the year.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Today. Doug's out. I'm Dick Kirshner. She's John Horn. I feel like we should just let this one play.
I know. This is a great one.
This is the best one. This is one of the best.
You know who does a good version of this that's more modern? And I know he's got some weird stuff in his background, but have you heard CeeLo Green's version of this song?
Yes, I have.
It's really, really good. And Kelly Clarkson, I also think does a good
version. She does a good one, too.
Yeah.
CeeLo Green does, I want to say it was with Rod Stewart, and they did, now I can't even remember what the song was, but CeeLo Green and Rod Stewart, it seemed like an unlikely match or an unlikely pairing, but they did a rendition of one of the standards, and I'm going to have to go look through it with me, but I'm like, it's one of the really good ones. That like things happen.
I know. And I think if you don't, just to like recap, because some people may go, "What are they talking about?" When he was originally on The Voice, it was Blake Shelton, Adam Levine, CeeLo Green. Who was the girl?
Christina.
It was Christina. That's right, mm-hmm. Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
And during that, I think the first or second season, there were accusations that CeeLo had, like, what, trapped somebody in his hotel room or something like that?
Yeah, and there were some alleged assault issues of a former assistant and just a lot of really bad stuff. And I don't
definitely
think charges ever were filed
too.
Because I think they settled out of court or like they settled privately.
And I think that it was a lot of, it was kind of at the time when Me Too was starting to really kind of come to be. But he really hasn't done a ton since, but he's got that voice that I think is just, it's really unique. It's good. It's soulful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's bad when these people have talent.
Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley. Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Or wait, Gnarls was. Okay, yeah, yeah, Gnarls, I got them confused with Gorillaz. Okay, yeah, Gnarls Barkley. Well, speaking of other music that's not Christmas, there is a list of the 10 most popular albums of 2022,
woo-hoo!
And I don't recognize half of these names.
I know. That's actually better than me, I think. Other than, like, Drake and Lizzo and Taylor Swift, I don't know.
Right, Harry Styles? Like, I remember a time when I could turn on any radio station at any point, and I knew what song was playing. I could tell you the song and the artist within the first couple notes of the beginning of the song. And now I'm like, how do I pronounce this name?
We were laughing off the air because it happens fast. And I think it happens, maybe it depends on when you start having kids and having jobs and all that stuff. So maybe, you know, there's not a certain age. But your relevancy goes away very quickly. And I remember, just like you, even music I didn't love, I still knew who the people were. I was feeling like I was a vibrant piece of pop culture. And then one day, it's like everybody just shifted, and all the people I liked became old musicians and were played on the oldie stations. And then all of these new people came in, and I'm like, wait a second. When did this happen? What dream did I wake up in? And I know that many of us feel that way. I've talked to my parents. They have the same kind of experience where their music all of a sudden went from what was pop, what was cool, to being, you know, on Oldies 101, basically.
Oh, exactly. Well, and even just listening to the Oldies station, there's a station I love in Cleveland, Magic, and I grew up listening to it with my mom and with my aunt and listening to the Oldies and the 60s and all of that stuff. And when I came back this summer, I went to Magic, and I was like, oh, I need some 60s music. And it was like 80s. And I'm like, whoa.
The new Oldies are the 80s
right?
and the 90s. Yep.
Yes. I was like, what is happening? What channel can I get my 60s and 70s? And now it's like, oh, you have to pay for SiriusXM if you want to hear 60s stations or 60s songs. All right, so just for fun, let's go through the list and see how many names we don't recognize. Or maybe we just see how many names we do recognize and can pronounce. That might be a shorter list.
I think so. Some of them that we can say without giggling, too, because number nine
well,
or something.
First, let's go through honorable mention, just because. So we have Charlie XCX with her album
Fresh.
See
the name. No idea. No idea about that.
FKA Twigs with Capra Songs.
I'm sorry, what?
FKA Twigs.
Like, do people just come up with random names now? I mean, nothing even makes sense.
So I know this one, and it's not even so much for the music. She went by Twigs, but apparently there was already another artist that was somewhat more established when she began,
the
called
Twigs.
So she added the FKA, which anyone who doesn't know, that's formerly known as.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't know FKA. Okay.
All right, so Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers.
I know
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Muna with the album Muna. No idea. Angel Olsen, Big Time.
Yeah, pass on that.
This one I do know, Charlie Puth with the album
Charlie. Yeah, I know that name. No idea what he sings. I just know the name because Puth is so weird to say. I don't even like saying it. It embarrasses me to say Puth.
It sounds like you're like saying something kid friendly that's actually for a dirty word.
Exactly. I know. Oh, go poof.
All right, you have Vince Staples, Ramona Park, Broke My Heart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's SZA, SLS.
Heard of it. Still no idea what a SZA is, though.
SZA, SZA. And then The Weeknd, Donna.
Gotta know that. Super Bowl performer, The Weeknd. We got that.
Love The Weeknd. Oh, he is a great performer. Okay, so now that's just the honorable mentions. So here's the actual top 10 list. You have Drake, Honestly Nevermind album.
We know Drake.
Wet Leg.
This is the one that embarrasses me. Like, what is a wet leg?
What is Wet Leg? And here's the thing. I don't know if it's a person that goes by the name Wet Leg.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's a band.
I know.
It's Wet Leg with the album Wet Leg. Now, this one, definitely no. T-Swizzle, Taylor Swift, with her album Midnights.
Yep, that's a good one. We know Taylor.
She was doing all of her re-recordings of stuff, and then she took a little break to give us another amazing album.
What's the deal? I saw a lot of people on Instagram saying that she was coming out as gay, or that she... What was the deal with Taylor Swift? Yeah. That they thought it was her coming out album when she dropped music a couple months ago.
I have not heard that at all. I'm pretty sure she's not, but she's a big advocate for the LGBT
community. She's an advocate, for sure, but, I mean, she's got
She's been with What's His Butt for, like, 6 years. Joe Alwyn.
Right. It was a weird thing. I just noticed a bunch of people were saying that there were, like, hidden messages in her songs.
I keep waiting to find out that she's been married for, like, 3 years.
Because she has gone pretty private. She used to be way out there, and now she's much more private, which is probably better. You've got to be exhausted with everybody following your relationship all the time.
Well, and it also goes to show with celebrities that if you don't want things getting out there, they won't get out there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if you truly, truly want to keep something private, look at Kylie Jenner, who went through an entire pregnancy. Like, you had some people speculating it when she was already in her third trimester, but she had taken so many photos that she was still posting that seemed like they were current photos before she was pregnant, though.
Surprise!
All right, so let's see. That was number 8. Number 9, Lizzo, with her album Special.
This is
a good one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so not going to lie, number 6, Zach Bryan with American Heartbreak. My brain registered this as Zach Brown.
Oh, see,
And I'm like,
Bryan.
Oh, did Zach Brown drop the band? Like, Zach Brown band, country artist, country band. But yeah, no, it's Zach Bryan, totally other person, no idea who this person is.
Nope.
Number 5, Rosalia?
No.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce
Motomami.
Her. Yes, there you go. The 1975, Being Funny in a Foreign Language.
That's got to be a band, right? The 1975?
The 1975, yes.
Okay.
I do know them. They are
a band.
I do not know this album, though. Bad Bunny.
I know about him, but I don't know much about him.
What parts do you know?
I know
he's bad, and he's not a bunny, though?
He sings in Spanish quite a bit.
Okay.
He's got a large Spanish-speaking following, I think. I think he's Puerto Rican, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
But I only know this because when I was at spring training a couple of years ago, like, everybody was going nuts because there was a Bad Bunny concert in town. I'm like, what is a Bad Bunny? And so I actually researched it on Google. This is how old and irrelevant I am. Actually researched it to figure out why all these people at our hotel were going nuts about Bad Bunny.
Okay. Well, when I first saw this, my brain went to Bad Baby. Do you know who I'm talking about? B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E or whatever?
I don't know.
Okay. So Bad Baby, who I used to pronounce, I thought it was Bad Bobby, like it was some kind of Australian accent saying Bad Barbie or whatnot.
Right.
But it's Bad Baby. And do you remember the Cash Me Outside girl from Dr. Drew?
Yeah.
No, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
And she's like, Cash Me Outside. How about that? That's who it is.
It's that one?
That's her.
Oh, boy.
Yes, and she's become, like, super popular. So, anyway, moving on. That's the fact nobody really needed
to
know or care about.
We're in the wrong business. We should have gone viral.
Number 2, Harry Styles. Love Harry Styles. I know Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody wouldn't, even if you don't listen to Harry Styles' music, you know who Harry Styles is.
Now,
One Direction.
And with his former relationship and
all the drama there. Olivia Wilde and the Don't Worry, Darling film that had so much, people were talking about that film so much and hyping it up, but it was more so being talked about in the sense of what was happening off screen rather than on screen. And then didn't it flop?
It totally flopped. I heard it wasn't that great. And, you know, if you're going to have a film with all that hype and people are going to see it and then it stinks, that's going to get around fast.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to watching it when I thought it dropped. And for some reason, I thought it was a streaming film. I didn't realize it was going into theaters. So the day it came out, I'm, like, searching everything. And I'm like, why can I not find this? And then I realized, it's in theaters. I don't have an opportunity to go to the movie theater.
That's another switch that I'd like to file a complaint about. The fact that nothing really is in the movies anymore. Because of COVID, everything kind of switched to home, right? Most people... When was the last time you went to the movie theater?
Spider-Man, whatever the most recent Spider-Man was. I saw it in a 4D theater. It was amazing.
I miss that experience. I miss going to the theater, the popcorn, the whole thing about going someplace.
See, I'm okay with it, and that's only because, like, years and years and years before COVID even happened, my husband and I would always say, we wish that movies that were in theaters would be available at home, and like just charge and have a big upcharge for it. Have it cost a lot more because of course the movie theaters are missing out on the ticket price and then the popcorn and the nachos and the drinks and all of that stuff. So just have it cost more money. We would be willing to pay for it to have the comfort of our own home and being able to pause it if we need to go have a bathroom break or something like that. And because you always have to go use the restroom in a really big part of the film, and then you don't know, what am I going to miss?
See,
there's apparently an app that helps.
You got to go ahead. You got to go ahead beforehand.
That's true. That's true too. But apparently there's an app called like Go Pee or something like that.
Yes,
and it tells
you know when to go.
Yeah, you tell it what movie you're seeing, and it tells you when there's going to be a lull and when's an opportune time for you to go use the restroom, and here's what you miss while you're gone.
Oh, that's very cool.
Like, it's brilliant.
I like that.
It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, so last on the list, I feel like we all know her, Beyonce.
Of course.
Renaissance.
She could say the alphabet and people would go crazy for Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. 110%. She could just randomly count to, like, the background music, count 100, count up to 100, and people
totally
would be like, that's a banger.
That's a banger. Do you are you a Beyonce person? I don't think I know this.
Yes and no. I am not like Taylor Swift more so. Anything she puts out, I'm going to listen to it, and mm-hmm. I'm probably going to love it. Although Evermore and Folklore, I didn't super love those albums, but there were a couple songs on them I liked. But when it comes to Beyonce, I'm not running for the albums. I'm not trying to see her in concert. Just some of her music I like that I really like, and others I'm kind of just whatever, not really not into it. How about you? Are you big Queen Bee?
No. I like the old stuff. I like the old Beyonce. I like the Destiny's Child.
I was gonna say, give me Destiny's Child any day of the week.
I'm into that. Not quite. I don't know if I like Beyonce. It's become too much. Like, it's overwhelming to be a Beyonce fan.
It is. Well, those are the 10 most popular albums of 2022, reminding us all that we are irrelevant. It's 48 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffens.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5. Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Menards, Fleet Farm, Blaine's, and other fine retailers.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Big Day Show. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug is out. We have Warren Eckstein, our favorite pet and animal expert, with all of the tips and happiness that are our little fur babies. Hi, Warren.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you doing?
Another day. I'm doing fine. My dogs woke me up this morning, and anytime my dogs wake me up, it's a good day.
How do they wake you up? Do they jump on you and snuggle with you? Do they bark?
Now they jump on my face and try to smother me till I wake.
My cat Daisy used to do that. She actually used to fold the pillow up over my face, and I would wake up because I was suffocating.
There you go. Sometimes I think they really contemplate. You know, people say the dogs really think things out, the cats really think things out. I think they really, really do, because if you look at the way their lifestyle is, it's generally so much better than ours. They have everything under control. We take care of them, we feed them, we walk them, we clean up after them, we massage, whatever we want, we do to them. I want to come back as my dogs.
They get paw massages all the time.
There you go. They and you know what? But they give so much back in return. I mean, listen, there's nothing better in life than spending time with a dog or cat. First of all, it's non-demanding. Second of all, they've never asked to borrow $10. And probably the most important thing is they accept you for what you are. They could care less if your hair's messy, if you didn't take a shower. They love you for what's in you. And that's what I always tell people about pets, Jay. You don't fall in love with the outside. You need to fall in love with the inside. Because after you live with them for a day or two, you could care less what they look like. You want to know what they're like inside.
Oh, exactly, exactly. That's what my husband's family members used to have this dog, and everybody would call it the ugliest dog, and that's how they would introduce this dog. And as soon as you'd come in, they'd be like, oh, the ugliest dog is here and all this stuff. It was the most adorable dog. I do not know what they saw in it that they thought it was so ugly. It was the sweetest, most handsomest little boy I had ever seen in my life.
That's
he
almost
was
abuse.
Black with these little, brown splotches, and he was just the most sweetest little love bug.
But see, people do that. You shouldn't talk bad in front of your dog. You know, you tell your dog you're stupid, and here comes that cat. You should never do that. I really believe. Listen, I may sound a little eccentric. I can't imagine, but they really do understand what we're saying. You know, when people look at that stupid dog, he won't do anything. Or look at that cat. He's people should talk nicely about their pets. I really believe that pets pick up, maybe not necessarily on the specific words, but the way we say them, and they really pick up on this. So I think it's important to talk nice in front of your dogs and cats.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. How much of the parents' personality and maybe attitude or whatnot do you think fur babies actually pick up? Whenever people are like, oh, that dog has an attitude problem or something like that, or they get more angry with old age, is it because it's just that's the fur baby's personality, or is that because they're adopting what the human's personality is?
Okay, I'm going to be a name dropper here, okay? You know, over the years, I've had the opportunity of working with many celebrities, presidents and kings and queens and princesses. But let me tell you about a few celebrities I worked with and how their dogs took on their exact personality. Mm-hmm. Prime example, David Letterman. Two dogs, Bob and Stan, trained them both when he was at NBC. I did a show an awful lot at that time. But quite honestly, his dogs were funnier than he was. If the dogs had space between their teeth, they would have done late night and he would have sat home, guaranteed. Lily Tomlin, another good friend of mine. This is a great story. When I first met Lily, I came out to California, and she had this dog named Tess, a little Norwich Terrier, adorable dog, and I went to work with it, and we had met, and she had some problems. And I'm working with the dog, and I'm noticing the dog's like working with Sybil. The dog had multiple personalities. And then it occurred to me, watching Lily and getting to know her, Lily practices four or five, at the time she was practicing four or five different personalities for different shows she was doing. So the dog never really knew, am I living with this Lily? Am I living with Ernestine?
Oh,
am I living
goodness.
With this one? So the dog picked up on that. So they really, really do. Depressed people generally might have a more depressed dog or cat, but generally the dog or cat may bring them out of that depression. Anxious people, aggressive people, generally it goes from one end of the leash to the other. With aggressive people, the dog can either be aggressive or real passive, but they do take on the personalities. Quite honestly, Jay, if I were to spend 5 minutes with someone's dog or cat, I would probably know more about that person than they would want me to know.
Really? That's
absolutely
interesting.
Absolutely. You can just tell by the way they react, the way they look, their emotional state. Yeah, it's and I always joke about one of my favorite clients in the whole wide world was Rodney Dangerfield. He's rest in peace. What an incredible guy he was. Incredibly funny. Just amazing. But his dog also had this little poodle that was peeing all over the house. And I just found it funny that here's this man known for no respect, and he has this little 5-pound dog peeing all over his house, taking total advantage of him. But they really do. They really do take on the personality of the people they live with.
That is so cool. Well, you can get more from Warren at thepetshow.com. And Warren, do you have a new Facebook page?
I do, yeah. Facebook.com/Warren Pet Talk.
Wonderful. Go check it out. Give a follow. Give a like. It's 58 after the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. Doug will be back before we know it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.